see too much women working around here because, I mean, like, if I walk down the hall with a mop in my hand, you know, I don't get too far. Because they'll come and do it, or take up, just go to take the garbage out, you know, if there's somebody right there, they take it out, away from you. And these women also do not know how to cook. The men must be the cooking too. I said to Cinco one day, well, what does the woman do? You know, she takes care of the baby. You know?
And
she washes the clothes. But other than that. And they didn't, I think for so long they only had such a small area in the camps. You know, the camps were very small area that you had. And they were separated for a while, too, some of them.
Me husband?
Yes, because when the government was overthrown, they took the women one way and put them in the other way. That's why there's such a difference in age with Chana and Safari. There's 5 years, because there was 2.5 years they were separated. I tell you about when we went visiting down in Anchorage, and since they don't have to do any cooking or anything here, you just get the thing. We showed them how to do the stove and everything, and people brought in food at first. Well, the first time we went visiting, you know, they wanted to give us something to drink, and they gave the boys ice cream and asked us if we wanted ice cream, Cindy and I said no, and so they were going to make us coffee. And they had instant coffee. But what they did was they used the hot water from the faucet, and they had a strainer over the cup. And I don't know what they thought was going to happen, but the beads, you know, or if they thought it was like tea leaves or what, you know, they put the strainer over the cup and it disappeared, you know, and the hot water hit the, and they brought the coffee in. And so this wasn't very hard. And looked at Cindy and she said, you know, how did you make the coffee? And they told me, they said, no. So we had to show them, you know, you heat the water and how to do it. So, and they didn't know how to, like, open up the can. So we had to go through all, we went through all of that. It was just like a 3-day lapse that we hadn't been, that we took in there. But it was only 3 days. But in the meantime, Annette was bringing things too, so they weren't starving. But Simson would say yes to everything, you know, and he didn't know what she was talking about. And he kept saying yes. And she didn't realize that he didn't know. So Simcosa said, stupido to say yes all the time. But it was the same thing like when we went down to Persetz, and you know, the food came off, the apples came off, the apple juice came off, the tea came off. I don't know if that's just a custom in your country, but it, you know, it's just like an American custom too. They really warmly welcome you, and you sit down and have some tea. It might not be much, but it's something. Cookies and something.
I wonder, do you know anything about, are they accepted in the communities or are they not?
No, in Anchorage they live up in an apartment. And the Persetz live in East still. And they live in a half of a house. The Korean lady who lived right next door, and who they were told to, if they had any problems, to go there and they would call. You know, either Jackie Martin or Bill Wolf. Well, the Korean lady was all excited about them coming until they actually came. She hasn't been as friendly as there's a down in the street a little piece. There's a Laos. Laos.
Laotian?
Yes. Uh-huh. And she's married to an American, and they're very good friends. And she has come and really helped them. Plus, Jackie Martin's there every day. She's a coordinator. She's very much pregnant, but she is. he'll be the one who comes every day and meets with Roy. Roy's the one that does the most beautiful uniform I've ever seen.
Roy, she's a woman?
Yes. She does, makes her own designs and does beautiful and she meets up for Jennifer. They have much, their talent is really, art is really wonderful. Like the men didn't know how to, they knew how to do the pencil, but they didn't know their first experience in watercolor or chalk was, you know, they just didn't know how to do that. And that's where Vange has been really helpful. And in the course of what she's teaching them English now, she's teaching them fractions and while they're doing their artwork. Which, I think that some of them are pretty good.
But do they have any hopes or plans when they meet with their sister, or are they just waiting to see what happens to them?
Well, they keep saying, you know, where's, what about my sponsor? And some of the sponsors haven't come around, you know. And the boys, like if they're, when they didn't have sponsors, they said, unlucky, you know. And I says, you guys, I don't understand. You're so lucky here. Well, everything here is given to you. And I said, when you get out, when you leave here, you're going to have to start working for everything. I don't think they understand what a sponsor, what the sponsor's going to do for you. I don't think they know what it means. And I told them the sponsor's just going to help me get started. And the rest is up to you.
Do they tell you any stories of torture or mistreatment they had over in the other country?
Well, some. Not at first they did. But little by little, some of the Cambodian soldiers were the cruelest. They told it in picture form and words about how they would tie the man, and especially he was another soldier, and how they would, you know, strike him with an axe, and how they just shot people for no reason at all. And just yesterday, Ren was telling me about if you stole anything, like, he said if you had oranges grown, so much went to the communist government and so much was for you. And he said you were always hungry. And if you took anything or if you stole a chicken, you know, you could get shot for it. And if you stole it, you know, they'd cut them and they'd catch you. That was like the most punishment. He said if you took one orange, maybe they would beat you. But if you took two oranges, you'd probably be shot. Life didn't mean a thing. And the other thing, John Stoudemire told me that I don't know what that guy was, but he's a little bit now.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it's like a dirty word.
Okay.
Hitler, you know, killed so many people, 6 million. And Stalin, they said, killed about 10 million. But this was over a course of time. Pol Pot did it in 2.5 years. He killed over half of the Cambodian people. And he said, that's not really known that much, but that's really the true facts. He slaughtered people. He's worse than Hitler or Stalin. He wanted a pure race. He had that wrong idea, which I didn't know to understand.
You said a pure race. Is that, are these people then who have some kind of mixed ancestry?
Well, these people escaped. Yes.
I mean, why? You know,
I don't know what a pure Cambodian would be, because they don't look all alike. You know, some of them, Some look a little Oriental, but some also look very, some look like Indians, mm-hmm. from India, I think. Mm-hmm. And they, I have a calendar that has American Indians on it. And they said right away, this American Indian is Cambodian. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. With the way the American Indian has the nose and everything. And they told me that. I didn't catch anything. So. And there was one Indian there. He said, old man in Cambodia. He went, I was trying to tell about the American Indians. But they said that they look the same. And now Vietnam is in again. So there's a real dislike for the Vietnamese. And their caseworker is Vietnamese. So there's not too much love there at this minute. But first, in the first game, I don't know if he was nervous or what, but he talked so loud. And he talked like they weren't there. Either. They were somebody. I can't talk to them, I can't talk to them, they don't understand me, I don't understand them. But it wouldn't even take time to find out if they could speak English. And I think Cinco Self speaks better English than he does. And it's very rude.
Do they sleep well at night?
Well, at first they didn't. First they would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get their time as I. Because they're 12 hours difference. But the baby wasn't sleeping and for the last month or so. He wakes up like 3 times. And I told them that baby needs food and I need to start feeding it. Mm-hmm. You know, like Sienna thinks she loves to hold that baby, but the baby should really be eating instead of being held at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that baby has had too much milk. He's grown, but he's had too much milk and not enough solids. So now they're starting to be going on with cereals. But they're feeding a lot of table things like sweet potatoes and things like that. Mashing up things. But they're realizing that he's sleeping better because of eating.
Did they leave relatives in Cambodia?
Yes. His brother and his sister. His mother said she was too old for him to go. Pat's has 2 brothers, but they're in Thailand. He told me a few times that he's homesick for them because they have 2 little children, and my brother and his nieces. The twins have their father in Cambodia, and a brother and a sister, and then they have another brother and sister in Thailand. They come from their 7. Some songs found it was all shot. His 5 brothers. They just have. He just has it. There were 7 in his family too. And he said there's just he's left and he's seen bad. And they were the only 2 left. And the rest of the family is just completely shot down. Cassettes got out of Cambodia before the trouble started.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did they see it?
I think they must have because we've had fellows that have come down to see them and talk to them, you know, that have been in the United States for one fellow was here for 3 years and another fellow was here for 2 years. And they said, you know, they, like when the government fell, they left there. Mm-hmm. So some like one fellow didn't hasn't thought, you know, just follows just a few months ago. His image was beautiful. Another fellow said to me, you know, this is paradise for these people. This is what they came from, and what you give are given them here, this is paradise. It's just a room. I've got a bed and it's clean and having all the facilities and food.
Nobody pointed you down there.
Yeah, he said this is paradise. But they really are gentle people. Of course they do. Yeah, there's been some scraps too. We had a few fights up there. Another hit one word.
Mm-hmm.
Scratches. It's been over kids. And since quit fighting over kids. We sit down and have to talk to them about it.
And do they do that? Or are they going to sit down?
We just said in this country you can't do that. So we talked it out. Brought one family in and talked about it. Brought the other family in and talked about it. We have house meetings. And there's important things to talk about. It's just like that in the community, you know. I said, this is just like if we're living on the street. These are your neighbors, and you have to learn to live with these neighbors. They're very quick-tempered, I think. That's the problem. That one will hit the other one. I just walked down to the north entrance to take to say goodbye to my sister, and it couldn't have taken me any more 10 minutes. And then that transaction happened that quick. And we're out there, we're talking to each other, the kids are playing together, and the next thing you know, all over toys. That happened about a month ago. I just didn't say anything to the rest of the family. They had a problem with being jealous of Sue coming over and just associating with her. They're really, and, you know, they come and tell me about it. And they were playing basketball and one of the boys ran into Sue and knocked her down. And I don't know if Sue was tired or what, but she started yelling at me. And she told me, because I wouldn't talk to her about it, because he came. And he came, he quit playing right then and there, and he came over to me, and he says, no good, no good, Sue does not like me. And he says, he wanted to go upstairs and said, okay. And he wanted to talk to me about it. So we went up to my room and we talked about it. And then I said, we have to talk to Sue about this. And he said that, but Sue doesn't like him, and she only likes one family. And what a school of jealousy there, too. Mm-hmm. But then Sue says the reason why she lost her temper with him was he was laughing at her, you know. But it was an accident. The collision was an accident. But I guess Pat didn't understand, you know, that when she said, you hurt me or something like that, you know. And he laughed. And she, I was right there when it happened. But I just... So we took, and then I said, so you have to talk, sit down and talk to Pat about it. He's very sensitive, and he thinks that you really are mad at him. So they finally did talk about it. But that's what they said. So that's why I told the other sisters, you have to be kind of careful. Because I'm not partial to any of them, but, you know.
Yeah, Sue takes that one family of Matt's maybe.
If there's one person I'm walking down the hall, I hug them all, you know, or something.
And she took little girl home.
Yes.
Johnstown overnight with her. So they noticed that.
Yeah.
And what about Safana? Do they feel jealous about him? He makes it hard for you because he's always, you know, running to you, running to each, any one of us.
Yeah. Well, he gets his knocks for it, you know.
Does he?
Yeah, the kid's hitting around. And he's the one that's, of late, has been fighting us for now.
Oh, he's a bad baby. He cries. He's very useless. There's something in my brain.
Why are you calling him Soprano now? I know he's always called B12.
Well, Soprano is his real name.
Why are you changing him?
I don't know. I think to me now it's easier to say Soprano. B12.
Well, I think the father didn't have objection to B12.
No, they call B12 too. They start explaining the vitamin B12.
He really loves Little Lucky, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Now the new little 4-year-old, they're playing dolls up there. And I said, mother and father.
It's a little girl he's playing.
Is he playing with her?
Yeah, they're walking down the hall holding him. She has 2 baby dolls and he has 1. Oh, he likes to play with baby dolls.
What's Lucky going to do?
Lucky just sticks something in the door or something. Kindness. But that one family, that family that's just getting sponsored, they're supposed to be the Christian family. They're the ones I've had the most problems. All the fighting, all the jealousy, all the hoarding, the clothes, the toys, the food. But it could be because of the background. But the other people haven't been like that. It's been in their heart.
I wonder what the difference was in your position, if there was a difference.
I asked her if she worked at all in Thailand or Cambodia, and she's, her English is really good, but she said no, she didn't work. Her husband was a smuggler, and that's how he got shot, smuggling. He would take things from Cambodia to Thailand and back and forth, and he got shot in the middle somewhere, going across the lines. And he had 2 wives too. See, if you had a lot of money, you could have more wives.
Well, then was he shot in jail?
Yes.
She's here then without a husband.
Yes. I really don't. But Simcoe saw said to me that the Cambodian people are jealous people and they're very short tempered. And he said, it's really bad if you're really jealous. This is really the problem. He said, some of them won't. Last night I was so happy to see. She was one of the first ones to bring some toys for the other ones. She was the first one to bring some clothes. But today they went into their cupboards and bought clothes for them. So they're really sharing with each other. But yeah, I don't know, sometimes it would be. And sometimes I don't know what they're saying. But when their voices start going up, you know there's something wrong. And I go, what's wrong? What's going on? What's wrong with it? And usually they'll tell me. But they all get involved in it too, you know? Whatever. I mean, everybody's concerned about everybody, but, you know, this family does not mix with the other families. It's so, they do not mix.
Which one doesn't mix?
With Hina and no, they're mixed with the 2 boys, with the twins, Ryan and Ross, but they do not mix with the 3 of them. I don't know if that's Sue's fault. I don't know if it's their fault, but you know, but they, the girls, she does not play with the other girls. And the other girls all play together, and ladies all talk and everything. But Mom stays in her room, and Mom stays down. Mom comes down now. They don't mix. So those are one of the problems I have in my head.
What are you seeing now for your own future? Because you were saying, you have a job at nursing, and you didn't because you're physical, wonder what the Lord is keeping you waiting for and these people come.
Well, it just happens that I talked to her son too many days ago, and yet I was wondering what's going to happen now. But it's either going to be, there's a couple of things in the future. I think probably by January I should have these people set. That should be taken care of. The thing is, the community is saying that they're thinking about sending me to school at Greensboro. See, you know, get some theology. And probably that would be going into the parish ministry. That's fairly well with me, but I'm interested in the theology part, but I don't know if I'm going to do parish work. The other thing is I really would have to do is to start a daycare center.
Yeah.
And I can do that, you know, if I get all the facts and everything. Mark and Ursula investigate it and let them know. And it's not something that I can set up tomorrow or next month. It's going to take a little time to get it started. And the third thing is that I'm thinking about, and Jan Franklin's talking about, is setting up a food bank. Food bank over in El Cabo. There's a real need for one. And so those are kind of the three things that are in the future. I already talked to Jackie Wargo, she's the public health nurse, about where does she see the needs for a daycare center here in the village that she's in touch with from here to Anchorage. And she said they have one over in Conway, but it's not quality. And she feels that since she's been working with it in the last few months, she says she thinks that I could do a good job at it. And she's checking in for me where avenues to go next. And she told me today one thing that they're going to have to look through welfare to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she's making contacts for me. Because she said, I know you're busy on this end right now, Jen, so she has made some telephone calls. So I don't know if the community really wants to go with that. I'm going to work for the data on it. A lot of people in the house. And we have a space. Because I thought of the old Harvest Festival on the way, right off of Fatima. There's a nice big double room there. And there's all of AG over there. So there's no problem with space. The other thing they were talking about is opening up, like for abused children, where they were taken away from their parents, and like a holdover place.
Yeah. You have to keep them overnight for them.
Yeah. Or transit people or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That was another thing that I've been talking about. But I don't know if I'm ready to step into parish ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have the theology. I love working with kids, but that's what kind of future is. So I've started looking into the daycare, and Jan, Franklin, and I are going to go along so we can get a home and food bank.
Mm-hmm.
I go downtown. Ridge Ryan has invited us over to check over his situation, and so has Ruth. But you really have to investigate things like that. It's the real need here, and plus put a lot of work into it. You just can't say, we're going to do this, you know. You have to also look at where you're going to get money.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those things take investigation and time. And I'll have to get back with her stuff about the school. She said, well, I can also get things like Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she's all done home on the daycare center, too. And I didn't really get into the food thing. But yeah, Marge knows that I don't like the food. I really feel like I've gotten a quality of serving the food thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a ministry. call the community. I feel like I'm going to call the community this year. The gift of love and work on the floor. It's going to be good.
And you have to have a warm heart to do those things. You do. Your father seems, when he comes up with